Hello, WBHF listeners. This is Mike Garcia bringing you another Political Forum interview. This time I'm with Taylor Forsythe. He's running for the vacated seat in post 4 on the Adairsville City Council. Taylor, thanks for joining me here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate you guys hosting us and giving us a chance to speak to your viewers or listeners and get our message out there.
All right. So to start things off, obviously, you've gone through the process before. You recently ran in a crowded field last time after, unfortunately, Buddy had to step down due to health reasons. And you came up a little short, but now you've taken a step back and decided to throw your hat in there again. So, you know what? Before I get into that, in case there's listeners that aren't familiar with who you are, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. So my name is Taylor Forsythe. I grew up around Adairsville. All my life, and we moved into the actual city limits about 8 years ago. I lived there in the farm at Hardwood Ridge with my wife and two little boys, and always been somebody that just loved the city of Adairsville, was very passionate about it, loved going to school there and the people there. So we thought that getting involved was something important, and so over the last year, certainly have learned a lot after that first election, and was able to get involved with and get on the Unified Zoning Board, where we got to see a lot of things happening in the city, and got to be a part of that. For me, the city of Adairsville has always been home, and it's been a great place, and I just want to help be a part to keep it great.
Yeah, so to get to where I was going, After your first experience, what gave you the idea saying, you know what, I really want to go for it again. I really want to serve the city.
Sure. So I actually had not intended on running this time. I thought that Lee and Ahmad in those two seats were doing a good job. When Ahmad decided to take a job out that was going to cause him to move out of town, he came and had a conversation with me and threw his support behind me. And so after talking with my wife after that conversation with Ahmad, we decided that it was a good time to throw my hat back in the ring and see what we can do to help.
Obviously, Adairsville is fast growing. There's no denying it. There's businesses popping up left and right, even housing that's popping up left and right. So the first thing is, how do you strike a balance between bringing in industry and strengthening the tax base versus trying to keep the small town feel a good place to live?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a challenge. One of the things, and I know a lot of people have been upset about the new industrial building that's going out on 140 right now, and certainly and part of that as well, I thought that was not the best use of our property there. But I think that the best way for us to do that is, I talked about a lot in my campaign, is for us to keep industry and industrial places. So look for things like industrial parks, look to grow and put them in places like that, so that we're not taking up our main corridors with industry and warehousing. And I think also just having a environment that's very friendly to small business, and seeing what we can do to help drive more business downtown, get more people to come downtown to open up more restaurants and things like that. And I know that they're working to try to get some of that done now. I think that's the only way that we can do it, is to try to work with those folks that are willing to go downtown and on our main corridors to work with those small businesses to keep it keep that small town feel alive.
There's a couple of big topic issues over the last year or two that's kind of struck that chord there. One of them was the new food truck ordinance that was placed into effect into the city. Obviously, food trucks nationwide have become more popular, and then there was an issue with the brick and mortar restaurants saying, hey, we do our share tax wise and all that stuff, and the food trucks coming in and infringing in our business, parking near our business. And the council came to a resolution on that issue. What's your take on how the council handled that?
Well, I certainly understand where they were coming from. I had some conversations with some of the councilmen after that and kind of what they were thinking and the reasons that they went that direction. And I know that they were certainly trying to protect those businesses in place already and the employees that those businesses have. I think that there can be a different solution to it. I think one possible solution is to have an area for food trucks to come and park and kind of have a designated area for them to go to, so that they're not necessarily in the parking lots of other businesses. And there's other things. I think that they did leave that where it could be revisited. So hopefully now that we're on the uphill side of COVID and getting through that, where we're getting a lot more people in restaurants and things such as that, hopefully we can maybe revisit that and see if we can come up with a solution to be able to bring those guys back into to town.
The most recent thing, this happened about a week or two ago, the quarry that was going to be built outside of the city limits, but obviously close enough to the city to have an effect. And I know you really can't vote on it, but as a council member, you can still have influence and help organize community meetings and whatnot. Is there any scenario, depending on a new business plan, that you would tell the citizens, you know what, it could be a win-win?
You know, I think with that specific scenario, I don't see a lot of win-wins there. I mean, we weren't going to create a lot of jobs. So we were going to take up a large amount of land for that quarry to be there with, I think they said, 14 jobs at the meeting. So that to me is not a great revenue generator for the city or technically in the county in that aspect. But I think that, you know, when we look at things trying to come in, we do have to balance that. Are we going to create jobs to use up the land, and how much land are we going to use to create it? Because, you know, 700 acres is a ton of area that that was not going to create revenue or jobs for the city, county, anybody. And you know, so I think there are win-win situations, but I don't think that the quarry was going to be one of those at any point.
Now, you've been on the Unified Zoning Board for about how long now?
Just a little over a year. Yeah.
Okay. So within that time span, has there been a case that, being part of that board, have you reviewed and come up with an opinion that by the time it got to the council and they had their say, is there anything that you would have done differently in the council seat that they didn't see?
No, I don't think we've seen anything up from the Unified Zoning Board that they went in a different direction on. I know that the apartments over at MLK was a big ordeal. A lot of people were against those. I did vote against that just because the infrastructure wasn't there. The roads really weren't there to support that. And that's part of the balanced growth that I talk about a lot, is that if we're going to grow in areas, we got to make sure we do have infrastructure there, that we do have public safety in place, that we're not going to outgrow our resources, because then we're backing up if we don't do that. So yeah, and I know that they followed along with that on the MLK. And then I know we had some issues with a mobile home park ordinance, and we were able to work out a scenario there at the Unified Zoning Board to make those guys upgrade what they currently have before they move forward and put new mobile homes in. So I think that was a big win for us, and the council followed along with our recommendation on that.
Now, to help with infrastructure issues, and I know the city of Harley for a long time had these kind of issues, and in order to look towards the future, I know that city in particular went ahead and instituted a millage rate that they had never had, and they did that for a couple of years, and then once they got what they needed to get, they lowered it back down to nothing. Can you envision a similar scenario as a council member in the city to Harley to do something like that?
I don't think so in the city of Daresville. I think financially, I don't see a reason for us to do that. I know that I think moving forward, one of the goals would be able to bring it back to actually no property taxes like it used to be in Adairsville, because we do have such a great water source and we're able to sell to other folks to generate that revenue. So yeah, I don't think that in the city of Adairsville that we necessarily need to raise a millage rate to be able to do those things. I think that we're financially sound enough to be able to do it without having to go that far.
Talk about any issue or two that's really burning. It's like, if I get into that seat in January, yeah, I may sit back and kind of see how things are from my perspective, but these are things that I really want to push out there for the city.
Yeah, so I mean, I think I kind of go off this basis, and folks that I've talked to and handed my cards to have seen it. You know, I work off of a live, play, work campaign. So, and I know that that's different. Typically, it's live, or it's live, work, and play. But I think that we've got good housing coming in right now. We have a huge growth in subdivisions. We've got some apartments coming, townhouses, things like that. So I think that we really got to work to make sure that we've got things for them to do in the city, recreation-wise. I think that the Veterans Memorial Park was a great thing that came in. Look to expand those to get more parks in the city, more things for people to do. I know bike trails have been talked about, getting those up for people to have stuff to do. Also for me, I think a lot about the youth of our town, and I know that there's not a lot for them to do here now, so I'd love for us to work with some companies to get something in here for them to be able to enjoy at Dairysville. I know that's one of the big things that I hear. Whether it's when I'm working with the youth at my church or when I'm coaching my kids in ball, is that, you know, there's just nothing for our kids to do here. We always have to go out of town. So I'd love for us to be able to do that. And I think as we get those houses moved in and rooftops come in, we're going to be able to attract more businesses that want to move here and be a part of the Adairsville community.
What, in your opinion, separates you from your current opponent? If there's people not knowing which way to go, what is it that separates you?
I come from a background in public safety. I've worked for municipal government, so I've seen the backside of how the government works and how those municipalities have to operate in order to keep the city strong. So I certainly see that as one thing. And then I feel like I'm really willing to talk about the issues, and I want people to know who I am, talk about where I stand on things, and I'm willing to tell you where I do stand and stand behind that and the reasons why. I'm also willing to listen to people if they have a different opinion and see if they if their opinion or their reasonings behind it is something that I need to rethink the way that I'm looking at something. So I would say that I'm very open to speak with people about the issues and listen to what they have to say.
Last question before I wrap things up here. Anything that you've seen the city council lately? And look, there's pros and cons, because people talk about having the sole commissioner, and people say, well, things go ahead and go a lot faster when you have one person making decisions. But at least with a council, you have people from different walks of life and have had different experiences that can come together as a collective body and try to come up with a decision. But have you seen any decision that the council has made lately that you would have gone a different direction?
I don't think so lately. I think probably the most recent one was probably the food truck ordinance that I probably would have went a different direction on there. And then thinking back maybe a couple years ago, back to the truck stop that was coming into town and needed the special use permit there. That would have, I think I would have went a different direction with it. But listen, I think that the council's done a good job where they are. I think the city manager's done a good job, the mayor. And I'm not looking to come in and really shake things up or anything like that. I think I've got some ideas that I can bring to the table to help. But certainly not looking to just come in and turn the tables over on those guys. I want to work with them to make Adairsville the place that it's always been, or keep Adairsville the place that it's always been, and a great place to live and be a part of that community.
All right. So for those that you've piqued their interest and they want to learn more about you or your campaign, how can they get a hold of you? Or where can they find more information?
Sure. The best place is our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Forsyth for Council. You can go there. Love for you to reach out to us, send us a direct message. Be happy to talk to you. We're also still going around knocking on doors, so catch us when we're out in the community. We'll be out certainly around Halloween, several trunk or treats and things like that. So I'll be happy to talk with you there if you want to come up and ask any questions. Be happy for you to also send us an email. It's at taylorforsyth@icloud.com and discuss it with you that way as well.
All right. So again, this is Taylor Forsyth. He is running for the empty post 4 seat on the Adairsville City Council. Thanks so much for agreeing to sit down with me and discuss the issues of the city and your candidacy.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us in. I think it's really important for the city of Adairsville, to the voters there, to be able to hear where we stand on things, and I appreciate you giving us that platform to do it.